TED Audio Collective.
You're listening to TED Talks Daily. I'm Elise Hugh. Picture it in your mind. To you, what does leadership look like? What does power look like? And how do we take more authority over our own desires? In her TED 2022 talk, artist Constance Hockaday explores what new modes of leadership could look like to help all of us better understand our own authority over our lives. After the break. Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card. You can earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply. This show is brought to you by Schwab. You're here to keep a pulse on environmental trends. Well, now you can invest in what's trending in electric vehicles, renewable energy, water sustainability, and more with Schwab Investing Themes. It's an easy way to invest in ideas you believe in. Schwab's research uncovers emerging trends, then their technology curates relevant stocks into themes. Choose from over 40 themes, buy all the stocks in a theme as is, or customize to better fit your investing goals, all in a few clicks. Schwab Investing Themes is not intended to be investment advice or a recommendation of any stock or investment strategy. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing. Support for TED Talks Daily is from Progressive, home of the Name Your Price tool. You can say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. It's easy to start a quote. Visit progressive.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Most of what we know about performing leadership is made of, up of these practiced postures passed down in the West through a white male embodiment of power. These have become so intertwined with actually having power that imitating these behaviors kind of feels like the only way to show up with authority. We can obviously do better than that. I work in organizational and leadership development, and I'm an artist. I believe artists are leaders in expressing things that humankind often doesn't know how to say yet. So that's why I invited a bunch of artists to do a leadership makeover. They wrote public addresses. They made leadership portraits. I call them the artists in presidents. Since 2020, over 70 artists and presidents have contributed to the digital archive. They're North American, indigenous, international, and stateless. They're artists with disabilities. They're queer. They made beautiful attempts at embodying inclusive performances of leadership and power. Some sung, others looked to repair the past. One person used artificial intelligence to write her speech. And one person just straight up wrote a curse. And so many more. But what really surprised me was that a lot of us struggled to say something new, to articulate what we want with authority. Blame it on a millennia of humans colonizing humans, but it seems like we don't believe we can have the things we want, the things that we need to live and work with dignity. So I think as leaders interested in investing in an equitable society, modeling agency is one of the most important things that we can do for our communities and organizations. But it's hard. How do you move towards believing in your own agency? The way that I learned to do this came in a really unusual place. When I was in my early 20s, I met Captain Betsy. I was queer, depressed, feeling totally alone, in my tiny South Texas town on the Gulf of Mexico. And by the time Betsy landed in my town, she had been living on homemade rafts for decades with a group called the Floating Neutrinos. She had captained over a dozen rafts, including one across the Atlantic Ocean. The Floating Neutrinos believe that the most important thing a person needs to know how to do is articulate their own desires, to break out of being solely in reaction to the systems that contain us, like the economic system and the education system, so that we can allow our deepest desires to be the thing that bring direction and urgency to our lives. The rafts were a tool that the neutrinos used to bring themselves closer to their desires. So obviously, I was very taken by this, not because I wanted to permanently live on a raft, but because I wanted to believe in an extraordinary life. And Betsy was the first person to ever ask me what it is that I wanted. And she did this using a practice called the three deepest desires. She'd say, pretend you're gonna die. You're gonna die. You're all gonna die. Pretend that you're gonna die tomorrow. What is one thing that you need to do before you die? And then I would have full-on drama meltdowns around answering this question because it was impossible for me to believe that I had any authority over my own life, that I could want things outside of what my parents and our culture had told us to want. So Betsy finally said, look, all you have to do is answer this question for today. You could say, I want to eat the biggest hamburger in the world. Okay, great, whatever, write it down, because you're going to answer this question again tomorrow, and it's how you answer this question over time that matters. And so then I said something super weird, like, I want to see a waterfall, because there's no waterfalls in South Texas, and I got much better at it. Saying what we want out loud is something that we have to practice, but the crux of this learning is the believing part. Believing, faith. It's not something that we learn in isolation. It's something that we learn through imitation, like leadership and language. So in my life, Betsy modeled for me what it meant to articulate my desires, and in lending her faith to me, she was also giving it back to herself. But she did another thing, and this is something that leaders often forget to do. She listened. She sat with me in the pain and discomfort of my process, and it's from that place, my current reality, that she guided me towards a vision of possibility and agency in this world. We can choose to model our leadership styles in similar ways. It's a commitment to relationality. It's a process that never ends, but it pays off because it grows empowered, engaged, and inspired groups of people focused on a shared vision. So, if what we want is to connect people's priorities with our visions for the greater good, we have to commit to mediating between the truth that is in the room and the aspirational future. You're all gonna die. You could die tomorrow. What's one thing that you wanna do before you die? What kind of leader do you wanna be? Thank you.